Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
If your appliances can't handle the holiday hosting heat, December deal drops at Lowe's makes upgrading easy. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members save an additional $40 on the Whirlpool electric range and the over-the-range microwave. Plus, get up to 60% off select ladders so you can deck all the halls. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details.
He said something recently. He said, maybe we might have to open the door. But I believe he's opened the door already.
So what, you lot are leaking my WhatsApp? Is this what we're doing? Because I'll send you some to leak of what Lippy said about Arsenal players. This is insanity. No.
What's going on?
This is some lame ass sh-
In Woodbury, we had the shop that was a butcher's and a phone shop at the same time.
Oh, no, we got that. That, you ain't special.
No.
We got that, yeah. You could get a sirloin with a SIM card. That's possible. That ain't special. They got, I don't know when Bossman, you see when Bossman got them SIM card deals, it was a wrap.
Ridiculous. And the barber shop.
And then he got the little cabinet in the front with the phones.
Yes. On the right hand side, he's just listen, there. Just.
Yeah. Well, the aerials are loose
to go. Sometimes you go there and you can't get a phone. And sometimes you go there and you can't get chicken. It depends what Bossman's there. You understand?
Hey, shout out Wood Green, man. It's still 2005 there, man.
They still got the JD with the old sign.
Yeah.
What?
The dark blue one.
The string bag.
Yeah. What? Hey, they still got it. It's the only one.
Do you know what they got? They still got, they're on Wembley High Road still. They got Boss Man clothes shops. You know, the random Arab man just got a standalone. Nah, Blue Ink was a chain. A man will have like Desire.
Yes.
and it's just cardigans in there. Every mannequin's just like that, wearing a smooth.
At the window.
Yeah, at the window.
Back.
Yeah.
That's why in the middle.
That's why it's dark.
Yeah,
man,
it's dark. Man. It's up front. They ain't shutting no trousers out.
Never.
Nah, you man are copying, man.
What? Who's you, man?
Because obviously it's bare oppy every, you know what I'm saying? Like, you lot can't move. You lot are stuck there getting them glittery suits.
Never.
Like the locks.
They still got that in Wood Green, though.
Back there, maybe. But
they still got in Wood Green, upstairs, in the first floor.
We used to go for our yard man suits. Is it Blackstock Road? Finsbury
Blackstock
Park.
Road's old school.
That's where man used to go for man's prom
suit. The glitter suits.
Bro,
there's that one road, innit? Yeah. With the cars that park like that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The one
in Finsbury Park and it's
Font Hill Road.
Font Hill. Is it Font Hill Road?
You tell gal, go move from you with your Font Hill Road dress.
I think it's Font Hill Road, bro. Bro, me and the man them prom, we went there, left with blazer, trouser, tie.
Font Hill is not my story.
I'm sure it's
not my story.
Where the gal went and got their yard dress.
You're from South. What's the equivalent you have over there?
Blue Ink, that was us.
That was
then
it.
We had East
we
Street
all
Market.
Had that, though.
We had that
on Kilburn. East Street Market. East Street Market is where you used to go to get like to get it done.
Now,
Market.
Yeah.
Market East Street was real. Market and then was real. Like get the bargains and that. Karkani and that. If remember
from
when
the
Karkani
market.
Fell off. Remember when Karkani was serious? Then it fell off. And it was a
you had to go find it in the
so
never
when it
region.
Fell off, why were you trying to get it?
Because that's what I wanted to
we're
do.
We're still cold.
This is my moment. This
you know
is my
when
moment.
You join the trend after.
This is my moment, bro.
I hear it still.
Yeah.
I
could look like one of the Windrush kids.
Also, what you was Carl Carney'd off when no one was in it.
Yeah, you look, Jamaicans were, you lot were first to like the LA gears, like the early stuff.
Yeah, I
wanted lights in my trainers,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you did, bro.
That was.
You did.
You didn't have LA gears?
No, I didn't, you know. No, I had Patrick Ewins.
You had what?
Patrick Ewing's.
No one had those.
I had Patrick Ewing's.
I know what they are. I know what they are. Patrick Ewing's are cold.
4-4 is a Patrick Ewing is a serious trainer.
Bro, hey, those bitches can never hit the streets, man. The tongue on those trainers are crazy. Pause.
Crisscross.
Guys, darkness. Bobby Brown lean. You know them one. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just shoulder like this.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely did this in the bus pass one.
You look dumb.
With the
that's
it.
With the night ticking
in the hair. My brethren had Reebok one time. He took it further.
What, Reebok in the hair?
Yeah, Reebok.
In the hair?
Mano, I swear down. Everyone had Nike one time. He took it further.
Ain't the Reebok like a bird?
Nike, no, it's like a bird.
I can't explain it. It's like lions, kind of.
What is Reebok?
Reebok was serious.
It's like
we can't remember the Reebok.
Reebok classic.
It's like,
yeah.
it's like two
lines like this, and then one's like yeah, like yeah, yeah, like that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's like a bird, bro. Look what you lot are doing. Seagull. Brighton and that, bro. Man's doing that, bro. What's, what are you throwing up?
It's like A sideways, kind of.
Think about it. You see Reebok. It was about who wore it, innit? So I just liked Reebok because Reebok workouts, I sort of like... Courtney lads wearing it. I was like, oh, that's cold. Whereas Nike, I saw the Henrys and the Reebok, I saw Ryan Giggs wearing it. So it's not really my story.
Henry went over there after, though.
Yeah, when bag. It was
did
a bag.
Did you not do Reebok workouts at school? Did yes. you not go through yes. that phase?
Yeah.
And then the Wallabies. Okay, I didn't know if it was a sound
but
thing.
Don't fall to school with the worked out workouts, because if your workouts are worked out, that would be on you.
What?
That's how I used to see. Yeah, that was my lingo. Those workouts are worked out. Yeah, if they were bus up,
I'm
you know
from
them
the generation
ones.
Of that. Doubles, as long man. As the crep was the crep in school, it didn't matter.
Yeah, if they were bus up.
Things are the creps lean, but man.
Kickers, yeah?
You know, man, we'll have to put a man's crep together. Nah, it's Air Force. you know what I mean? Like, yeah, nah, it's all good. It's all good.
It's leave, dark around
it's
there.
His original form. Like, nah, man, leave him.
Our school was dark, you know, originally bullying. Yeah. Like, if you had white trainers, if they looked a bit too cream, man would be like, oh, your crep are mixed race. Like that, fam.
Yeah.
It used to be peak. So everyone had to make sure the crep were white or the toothbrush
was
working.
Man was from a bad era of clothing. I'll be honest, it was a bad era. Like I said, it didn't matter what it looked like, as long as the clothes was the clothes. Man, we're coming to non-uniform day, just looking like a mannequin from Desire.
I got cooked one time in class, though. Remember when they brought Crazy Mosh into school? Like Mosh.
Off key.
Like it was Machino.
They called it Crazy,
like,
off key.
It was Crazy Mosh.
Off key.
Pause. Off key Machino was Crazy Mosh.
Yeah, that's what they call it inside.
Hey, Mars, I beg your sword.
Did he call it Crazy Mosh, bro? Don't you remember Crazy? How old am I, though?
You man all went
they called it Crazy
together.
Mosh. Anyway, Crazy Mosh, yeah? When a man them were doing the iceberg and all that other stuff, one girl, the patterns and the Felix cat and all that, whatever, yeah? It's yeah? Man them
Hello,
came
Kitty.
In class. And then it was one day that one that. Girl was wearing, she goes, my jacket costs more than everything you're wearing. It was in Mass, bro. And then obviously my stuff was from Shoe Express. I had tracks, hard air bubble.
That's,
she
oi,
broke
oh,
down.
That's where,
you used to go to school like that? And you was that big?
That's where Shadow,
on,
that's where Shadow was born.
I fight though.
That's where man, Shadow was
I'd
born.
Fight you.
You're supposed to, that's man like you in my school started like that. And then week two, they're lit. Someone
no,
else's jacket, someone else's
money.
Someone else's everything.
Yeah. But then, nah, bro. And then I remember she rinsed, like, my outfit cost 25
score
max. We worked out how much the the trousers were. The trousers, bro, was nuts.
Your whole fit was a score 5. He's in school, bro. I went school.
No, because we...
Yeah, but shirts are £4.
The shirt's not going to... How much was the shirt? So you
oh, you're in the uniform, you're saying?
I was in uniform, but then she had one tens on. She had the crazy...
I got a backpack. I got a jacket.
Just do it.
And I got crepes. £25, which part?
No, but I had the JD bag without stuff from JD, though.
your book. Your book.
Stole the one book inside.
I had the JD bag without stuff from JD, though, because obviously my trainers didn't come from there. My boy just said, "Yeah, I got a JD bag. Have that."
JD bag Passover was a blessing.
Yeah, the JD bag was, you know, a thing. Them hard air bubbles built you character. You get what I'm saying? Like, it just made you prepared.
Were you guys go with record? Then
walk
record
on
bags?
Hard floor.
The hard what the
strap with the big square, and you fold up the record bags.
I was in
the
knee.
You missed that.
No,
era.
I was in the knee.
And it
goes.
But
I remember them ones.
What do you mean the knee? That
one
no, was a knee thing,
bro. The school one, with the logo on the side.
It depends if you want logo on it. Split.
Yeah. But record bags, man.
That one a knee. That one like that. That one a neat thing.
It was a neat thing.
I didn't
have
that.
Thing.
I went a DJ.
Generation. I'm lost. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's before you lot's time, innit?
That one a neat thing, though. That was
The record thing is a Neek thing, bro.
No, there were some dope bags, bro.
No, no, you didn't have to have that. You didn't have
going
to.
Going school in the 70s must have been mental, bro.
But boys, Dan, when we seen the footage, right? It was some violence in there. Dan had his fight on Sunday, won convincingly, second round stoppage.
I didn't want to see him get out of that second round.
From like before, your mom, from, was on him.
Yeah, I'm saying if he goes three rounds, I'm on him. Like, he can't do that. He's got to get this out of there.
Have you seen a man throwing a towel with no towel being thrown?
I didn't realize he waved off the fight. You know?
Bro, the fight. We didn't know the fight was done.
No, I saw the ref stop it, but I didn't realize the U waved it off.
Yeah, the U waved.
He quit. Yeah,
I didn't clock that until afterwards. Yeah, the U said, no.
Waving flag, bro, gone.
At one point, it looked like he was using his opponent's face as a speed bag.
It was dark,
all
bro.
Straight
it
shots.
It was dark.
It was disgusting.
Bro, you gotta quit at that
dark,
bro.
Now, I rate the youth for going on. Because you see why my man was got... The youth did what I did the first time I got a mad flurry in sparring. He just turned away. My man's hitting him. what's going on? But yeah, I think the youth, you gotta... He's not come from a boxing background, that youth.
The youth had four fights in the last 6 months, bro.
No, but if you watched it, he was giving it all of that, but he was running into bars.
Nah, he was getting smoked through his guard.
All right, anyway, speaking of that, anyway, it's Chelsea versus Arsenal yesterday. Got a question fused up. Anyway, for the Arsenal, Philippi. Is everyone like changing their tactics to play Arsenal?
Yeah, I think, and rightly so. You would. I think we play a very specific way, you understand? And if you set up in a way to counter that, it's very difficult, as you can see. Even when they went down to 10, they had a very... Their game plan worked. Their game plan definitely worked.
I think. So do you reckon their game plan was, can I ask?
Just be physical. Yeah, they're...
Take it back to the streets.
Yeah, I don't want to take it to the geometry levels, but I'm hearing The dynamics of the pitch. The pitch was shortened. It was smaller by about 3.7 centimetres. Listen.
I know they bring the hoardings in. So you lot could long do the long
throws. They made the pitch smaller, bro.
Yeah, they used to do that against Stoke.
Yeah.
They didn't complain.
But I'm saying, because man said that the Chelsea's, obviously, tactics would get at him. I'm saying, so all this Mikel Arteta push, pull, stop, press, counter press, gets defeated by get at him.
Well, Arsenal, ain't Arsenal a physical team anyway?
It happened two games ago.
Wait, I'm unaware with this. You said they made this pitch the bit smaller.
I didn't know.
They
made the pitch smaller.
It's allowed.
I saw Declan Rice doing long throws, you know.
There's they a guideline of how wide or small your pitch can be. So certain teams change it.
Do you think it had an old school feel about it? It was like fiery, like 2000s, hella challenges.
Your back line was gone with yellows.
I think the referee kind of ruined it a little bit. Yeah. Because
he had to go.
It's
bro.
A big game. No, he had to go. But then I could see him just, he was getting crazy with the yellows. And then the game, then everyone started acting. Even Caicedo's acting. It was Nollywood style, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Caicedo.
Hey, bro, I've watched that foul.
It was mad.
10 times.
But you have to do what
I've been there,
does.
Bro.
You
I've been there.
That. If you know you're about to get sent off,
yeah, you got
to hold
act
your
like
ankle. Hold
but
your
But he looked
ankle.
More hurt than the man that he fouled.
I was so convinced. When it happened initially, I was like, that looked a bit mad. But because he looked so hurt, I thought maybe it was shin
caused
to
doubt.
Shin.
Caused doubt, bro. There's no way Caicedo was hurt, bro. But you have to cause the doubt, bro.
He was rolling, bro.
He hurt his studs.
He caused doubt with VAR. I don't know how you even think that you could cause doubt when everyone's watching.
Mm.
And there's going to be four replays and it's going to be slow-mo.
Let's have slow-mo's it right.
Pre-VAR, that works, bro.
Yeah.
And it was a yellow
down.
Card.
No, because initially it worked. Initially.
Yeah. Got yellow.
They both
got
yellow. Yeah.
Oh, they both got yellows.
No.
Do you know what's the maddest thing?
Back in the day, they would have.
The maddest thing, Caicedo got a yellow, and he was like, why did I get a yellow for that? Why me?
Yeah, when he got a red, he started smiling.
Big man, the
like,
red's coming. You know what I'm saying?
He knew exactly what was happening.
Has Chelsea been pushing it, though? Like, has this been coming? Because they're saying this, Caicedo was Chelsea's like sixth red card of the season already. A man says seventh if you include Maresca's.
Yeah, I think so, man. I think they even signed man... With a little bit of...
Delap.
Like, I think Yao like Pedro's a bit like that. Delap's definitely like that.
Cucurella.
Like slapping, man. Yeah, Cucurella's like that. And I'm not mad at it, though. I think it makes it difficult. They faced the league leaders. They couldn't just lie there. They had to come up with something. And I like
that. Once again, a man said that every time Arsenal will go get a big result in Europe,
mm-hmm.
they're going to come back to the league and lose.
Mm. No, I didn't say lose.
Drop points, same kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Different big game. I said big Euro. So man went to said the Atletico Madrid, but that's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the real G's if Europe. Ones that's won in Europe, you're like European champions.
And we say you stand on that now as well.
Yeah.
Did they lose after the Real Madrid game at home then?
Are they, we dropped points.
Did Atletico knock you out that time?
Yeah, but that don't make them a big European team.
They are a big European team, don't it? If you got, if you're in the Champions League and you got Atletico,
you don't hear about. Let's go to what's that stadium called?
Atletico.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Madrid. Madrid will tell you about that stadium, bro. It's a big stadium.
But that's what I'm talking about. It's the wonder, Metropolitano.
Caicedo.
He's cold though.
He is cold.
He has to be one of the best sixes in the Premier.
355 tackles since his debut in April 2022.
That's his job.
I know.
But there's been 207 fouls.
That's a high 60.
That is a mad
65% of fails.
Hold on, that's a ratio of 1.7 tackles to a foul. So every 1.7 tackles.
Is that a bad thing though?
Is that a bad thing? It's not like they were all cards. Sometimes you need to break up play and stop the game.
But it's accumulation and stuff. That's why he gets banned a lot.
I think it's a bad thing. I think yesterday was definitely a bad thing. He didn't get sent off. Chelsea win that game, bro. You understand?
There's an art to tackling as well. There's an art to it.
Yeah, you can't just go around.
You can't just lunge, innit? Like
that was poor.
Every time you feel you can get the ball, you can't.
Are you pushing the narrative that he's a bad tackler?
He's not a bad tackler, but it's for me. Nah, yeah,
I'm just asking. I'm just asking. I never saw that.
Hold on. This is my thing. Yeah, as a defender, yeah, you challenge different players in different ways. That was Moreno, bro. You can stand up, nick it off him and go. He absolutely tried to clatter
him, yeah.
Moreno. So it just shows that he didn't care. Whatever, any Arsenal player that was near him, he was lunging.
But Chelsea play with intensity though. And obviously Man United, we play with a lack of intensity at all. And you could see, look at how Cucurella was playing that game. These guys were sent out of a mission and is like, stop Arsenal at all costs. Don't let them play. Don't let them build up. It was old school.
I reckon a lot of teams go out with that. Yeah. Don't let them play and then just get balled out. But it happens, isn't it? But I just think physically at the back, just with the Moreno up top, I don't think you had that proper attacking threat. Maybe put Martinelli down the middle or something, or just a bit of pace down the middle would have caused a whole.
I feel Eze didn't show up. I feel there's a lot of players that didn't show up. I think Saka should have done better considering Cucurella was on there. I thought he was gone. I didn't think he was going to finish the game. I didn't think that player should have finished the game.
He got an assist.
But getting an assist and playing well are two different things, you know.
Cucurella should never have finished that game in terms of you already thinking, rah, you're not going to make a full 90 with the way, because he gets so close, touch tight.
Yeah, but you got to understand, like I said, there's an art to tackling, isn't it? So when Saka gets the ball, he might just apply a bit of pressure and doesn't dive in. That's what he might have been doing until he got back up. You understand? He's a pro. He's very good at his job. But when Saka got that yard, he couldn't put his foot in because he was booked.
Did Nonny get subbed on?
Yeah. And you see what them man did to him? Cucurella and
Fernandes. They tackled him.
The match is still going on. They're in his face going...
But I back KG's point. If Nonny stepped on the pitch as well, did he play on the same side that Cucurella was on?
On the other side.
On the left, okay, yeah. first.
He had Reece James and Gusto.
Reece James ran the show.
Reece James from centre midfield is.
There's been doubts about him in that position still, but that game showed still.
But you know, he drifts off to the like a little piece of a right like back a pocket, as well.
Yeah, he's like a half space. Yeah.
Obviously, Arsenal been doing great, not conceding goals and that. But obviously. It's like they've been doing so good that now this is newsworthy that like they've conceded in their last four games. It's like Sunderland, Spurs, Bayern, Chelsea. Is that like a big deal?
I don't think it's a big deal. I think in terms of this Chelsea record.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That probably ain't gonna happen. But I think we went into this little end of November, early December period knowing that difficult games close together. So we were always going to concede.
And then you are talking about Chelsea's physicality. Arsenal was doing the same thing. You received three yellow cards in the first 30 minutes. That's crazy. That's the first time you've done that in the Premier League since like the 2006-07 season.
And then they took off the left back because he was the most liable to do it.
Brian, and Skelly got
Skelly
booked.
And Skelly gets booked straight away.
Yeah, so how come man's making a big deal out of Chelsea's physicality but Arsenal is cool?
I think we're physical anyway. But I just think it's quite controlled, didn't it?
It's like white man physicality, innit?
Expand.
I wouldn't say that.
Expand.
Because yeah, with the Caicedo, do you understand? He done the black man's one and got sent off. Yeah, you see, man.
Didn't Chalobah get one of the Jamie TKV?
Right.
From handkerchief.
White man physicality. I was jumping. You get what I'm saying?
Caicedo from Ecuador, he is, isn't it? He's not from Colombia. He's from Ecuador, isn't he? Yeah, he's from the same country as my man. They're both madman.
But the Chalobah one, like, once he showed the referees, like, look at this, bro. Like, what's going to happen? No VAR.
That's what happens, though. But that's standard. Like,
did he get booked for that, though?
You want man to jump for a header like
this? That's a yellow, man. That's a yellow. That's a yellow. It's not red. That's a yellow, man.
Man, elbow him in the face, but
it's them ones that they do before they jump. Like, they jump. Ah. That one, yeah, they look before and I've been there.
You know what?
And I've not been booked for it.
Obviously, you're saying Saka didn't really play good, but he got the assist. I'm saying getting the assist don't necessarily mean you play good. Loons might be different. He's got a pro club's mentality. But, yeah, I'm just saying. But, though.
He's just done his job.
Okay, cool. But what I'm saying is, though, that's Starboy Saka's first assist.
Told him since when?
In a year.
A year?
Exactly. Yeah, 30th of November.
And he's taking corners.
Brother, Decky takes a lot of corners as well. But it's like 30th of November, 2024. 2-5, 5-2 they beat West Ham maybe?
2-5.
My bad.
Is fourth floor. 2-5 is fourth. Sorry,
it's
Marks.
Just crazy.
It could have been the home team who had two, innit?
He got three assists as well. But then we got three assists that day, then he never had none for a year.
No, but he's had a big injury though in that year. So that year's shaky.
How long was he?
I'm not
though?
Insinuating anything. I'm just asking the questions. I'm not insinuating
Saka
anything.
Saka was out for time.
Two months?
Is there
games is a lot of games.
In a whole
about
year.
Four months, 5 months.
Is there a Saka problem?
I think the thing is with Saka, he will produce without the assist. That's why I'm not too harsh on him.
That right foot near post
as someone
is a guarantee.
From outside Arsenal, he does tend to play well without getting a GA. There's people that don't get a GA that play rubbish but rely on GA.
It's the fact
not one
that
of
we're shocked, innit? It's like almost like you didn't
but
know
that.
But that
stat stinks.
You understand? It does. It's not a good stat on paper, but the fact we didn't realise that, I think, says it all. Because like you said, he still impacts the... I didn't know that. When someone said it on Twitter the other day, I said, that can't be true. But it is. I just thought, right.
Did you go to ChatGPT?
Nah, I just saw everyone saying it's true. So I said, my bad. Yeah.
So let me know, though, with all that time that Arsenal played Chelsea with the extra man and it looked like you guys were a man down, did Arsenal like lose out yesterday?
The question is, should Arsenal be happy with the point?
No.
We shouldn't, but with 11 men, I thought we was going to lose, innit? So
that's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. I'm just saying how I feel, innit? Like, it's that game, like the Sunderland game, look like, yeah, these men aren't here to play today, innit? Like, they're possessed.
Chelsea like a threat the whole game.
Yeah, literally. Like, they weren't. Even when they went down to 10, they were still going forward.
Like, that's what I'm saying, even with that red card for real. Because Estevao forwarded off as well, like because of the red as well.
That's what I wanted to speak about. When it was us and we played Chelsea,
he completely took off his attackers.
Yeah. There was a different mindset to when he played Arsenal.
Yeah, he learned his lesson, innit?
Do you know what I mean?
He's had a lot of red cards though. How are you not going to learn? This man's, how many times did he, what, six?
Six, yeah.
I think they saw no Saliba, no Gabriel.
Yeah, the mindset was different.
There's a chance today.
I feel like the whole build-up before the game was Rice, Caicedo. Like it was more of a battle rather than football. So when it came to the pitch, you could see these men were just there to
kicking each other.
I think Caicedo won that, even though he got sent off.
How?
Clean.
Apparently and they had the same rating, even though he got sent off.
I think he played better, even though he got sent off.
And then Reece James was the best after that anyway.
Do you know what I'm saying?
There was not. You can't say, what, was Rice better than Reece James? Anybody?
Not really.
It's quiet, man.
Enzo played good.
Enzo had a good game as well, yeah.
And Palmer back. Are you lot looking at Chelsea on some title type thing? Worry? Because Palmer stepping into that team as well, that's a problem. They got a lovely run. I don't know if you lot looked at their fixtures, but...
They're going to be in and around it, man. I don't think it's never as good as people say or it's ever as bad as people say, yeah. Yeah, that, same thing from last season. Like I'm saying, it's never as good as people say.
Are they not stronger now, though? Because they were relying on...
They got a good team. Like they got decent players in that squad. And Maresca, like when he's on song, he does all right. They're building over there. They got an identity. They got a style of play and all that. I don't think there's anything that could be scuffed.
Very young
at,
team,
you
well.
Know what I'm trying to say? You could try and like overlook them and then turn around in a few months' time and it's right up there.
Yeah,
if they go for a proper centre back,
I was
Because Colwell's missing.
If they still had Thiago, I reckon they could have had
their
a chance.
Their backline, I think their backline's shaky.
Super experienced one, isn't it?
That kind of centre-back.
Yeah, super experienced.
I mean, not him, I mean like an experience. Yeah.
Chalobah looked all right, though, in that game. I'm not. He looked decent, looked solid.
Well, maybe someone to partner him, but you need super experience.
You're not winning the league with that two. I don't think Fofana and Chalobah are getting you the league. If they had Colwell,
No.
To mix it around, I think Colwell's steady enough, but... Yeah. They need, because Coho's out with the ACL, innit? So they need.
Fofana bring it back. Man, forget how cold he was before that injury, bro.
How long is Saliba or the, because you lot had Mosquera and Hincapie. How long are they out for? Because you need them back for the Brentford game.
And it's a knock, innit? So we don't know.
How do you think the partnership done?
I don't think they were that bad, man. I just think they looked like they were playing together for the first time, innit? And that at Stamford Bridge, you don't need that, innit? So set piece, it happened, innit? Like, I thought if we were going to win this game, even when they went down to 10, it's going to be 1-0. And they went and got the first goal, innit? So I knew we weren't scoring more than once. And I think, even though they are centre-backs, I think the way our build-up relies a lot on Saliba or Gabriel, innit? Just how confident they are receiving the ball from Raya. And
champions elect talking like this.
Because them two weren't that confident getting it from Raya and keeping it. The game went how it went, innit?
Hey, KG, no, go there. Go there. Because you spoke about Gabriel not being around,
and how the tactics could change. And then I was laughed out.
You got
room.
Killed for it.
Yeah. I got killed.
No, you
it's
said,
fine.
Let's be specific.
I weren't here. So.
Let's be specific. Let's be specific.
No, it's fine.
Hold on. No, it's not fine. Let's be specific. You said...
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
We get to a certain point of the pitch and then we kick it out on purpose so we can have a corner.
No, I'm saying
for Gabriel to score.
No, because you tried to dumb it down.
That's what you said, bro.
I'm saying.
Well, I missed a take. Can you give me the take, please?
Saying that when they realize they don't have Gabriel in their team, their tactics were different. The way they approached the game was totally different. And it obviously, it was open play, free flowing, but they knew that was the main thing because their main weapon in Gabriel, aerially, is not there. And then after, everyone started laughing at the table. Whoa. Everyone at the table started laughing. But today, he says, oh my God, guess what? Those guys weren't there, so our style of play was different. But they're the centre-backs. Why are they helping the way you score?
I said build up. You don't understand
I'm
that, that's
chilling.
A you problem.
Remember, I wasn't going
to
say
nothing.
I just thought it was a funny moment.
This is what he looked at me to say,
that's similar to what you said. And then he's come here today talking about, tactically, we didn't have them, man, so we couldn't play a certain way.
It must have gone all left when he was in Milan.
It's as simple as this, yeah?
It's cool.
You said, we
it's
get
fine.
To a point and we start taking shots to get corners on purpose. I said-
Not to score.
Yeah, no, so we can score. You're saying that's the way we score.
It's like play for, when you press play for set pieces on FA.
He's saying we're shooting to get a corner.
He's saying we're shooting to get a corner.
I've seen them shoot on site, get a corner and celebrate. Have we not seen Arsenal do that?
Well, celebrate corners.
Celebrate,
rise
bro.
I've seen them celebrate corners.
Yeah, but
I've seen them celebrate corners.
Remember, I'm a prominent
poet.
I'm telling you, I'm a prominent
Let me say this.
I'm a prominent Arsenal hater. I'm going to watch Arsenal and look for everything I can. Yeah? Just because I fear the team. I'm not saying that for anything. I'm saying I fear Arsenal. I like to check to see, are they closer to winning the title? Yeah? This team that they built are closer to winning the title because it's a skill that works. Beat them by land, by air, whatever way beat them. But I'm saying for the... But right now, I'm saying without those two guys, they can't do it without both of them. We've now seen they can get injuries, but Saliba and Gabriel both being out, that does not work for Arsenal.
It does not work for Arsenal.
Hold on. Let's ask in the world, what club in the world can cope without their two first choice centre backs?
All right, cool. I said that on this show, yeah? And then man said they'll play whoever in there. And then man said, you know what? Maybe they won't be in trouble.
Yeah, we had that
on this show and everyone was like, yeah.
I make you 100% right because we had the conversation about Arsenal squad depth and are they the most complete
500 million
squad in Europe and all these kind of things.
Sorry.
Are they the most complete squad in Europe and rare? They're arguably one of the best teams in Europe right now. This Arsenal squad is supposed to be able to compete and to be able to cope with them two going. That's what we said.
It was a step too far.
They've been holding some of the best defenders about. Calafiori can go there. Timber can go there.
Mascara. And the man said, man's sleeping on
the Incapier. The man then wanted Ben White to be playing yesterday.
Man said sleeping on Incapier.
He's a centre-back, bro.
No, but expecting that, that's a bit mad.
He made his name off centre-back. If these men train together and are together every week and they know the system and they know everything, a player should be able to come slot in.
No, but the drop-down...
If he's staying fit...
No, but the drop-down is like they got world... I'm going to say them man might be world-class.
But bro, a couple years ago, man was screaming Ben White's the best right back and he's a centre back.
I was thinking about that.
They was doing that.
Why doesn't he start for England?
Has any Arsenal fan ever said that Ben White's top five centre backs in the world?
Okay, so let's do it like this. Have you ever played in a football team with someone for the first time somewhere? I'm gonna look at you. Yeah, have you? It takes time to adjust. No.
Well, you see my tech and how because I scan. Yeah, and obviously, because I'm Hatney Iniesta and my finishing so the high IQ.
It is different. Okay. It's different. Yeah, and do you know what it is? I still think we've done all right. I don't understand. We keep doing this thing where, fair enough, we didn't beat at 10 men. Cool, innit? We're still 5 points clear of the league.
I think it's five points enough for City?
I think it is, man. I think it's enough for Chelsea.
Five points is enough.
The fact Chelsea didn't gain 3 points on us yesterday, that's what I'm happy about. More concentrated.
I'm just scared it's going to be the same horror movie type part four. You know, when the person's running, but you lot keep looking over your shoulder. You know what they say? When you're running, don't look over your shoulder or you fall over. That's what keeps happening today.
Is Brentford away?
Nah, at home.
Well, after Sunday, are you more worried about Chelsea or City?
I'm not really worried about either of them, bro. Because the next time we play Chelsea, we'll be at the Emirates. Yeah? We only have to go to the Etihad. We've been Anfield. We've been Old Trafford. We've been St. James's Park. I think we're doing all right, bro.
Okay, next up, Brentford. And then after that, you got Villa. And at the time of this recording right now, they got the best form in the league.
Liverpool, Chelsea and City. Even us, there's more points to be lost, innit? I think we're on course. We're still doing... Because this is my thing, yeah? This is my thing, yeah? If in the first 20 minutes of that game, when it was 11v11, I said, I'll take a draw right now, bro.
What?
I don't like this. What do you mean?
What type of champions is that?
We're not champions. What are you talking about? We're not
champions. Champions elect.
We came second last year. We're not. Yeah, but we're not champions. You said, no, yeah. The first thing you said is, what kind of champions
okay,
is
so what kind of potential champions is that? What type of potential champions is that?
What do you mean? You didn't win every game.
That question don't hit the same.
I didn't start a game and say, at 20 minutes in, and say, I'll take a draw. I'll be honest. I want to win every game.
Yeah, of course. That doesn't mean I don't want to win.
You took a draw.
It doesn't. It means we're playing badly. I think we're gonna lose. That's what it means. It doesn't mean
it's
I don't want to win.
The situation, isn't it?
Come on, my
Hando, but what? How many times with your team? Second half, your team don't change heart. The game don't change in the second half. Happens many a time. Man United. Fair play to you. You lot done it.
I still want to stick on now.
No, but you change it around second half, totally different team.
I still want to stick on Villa, yeah, because obviously you're saying more points are coming to drop, like looking to drop more points and all that. Villa have lost just one of their last 31 home games in all competitions at home.
Who's that again?
Against Palace.
It was Palace.
So what's their away form bad or something?
Must be.
They're at home to Arsenal though.
Oh, and Emery is wicked to Arsenal.
He is wicked, but...
Do you remember what happened the last time we went there?
You mashed them, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, but you know what it is with them? They got this thing, man. They even forwarded Anfield and they tried to, even though we were a bit low ebb, they tried to play and they just got balled off. Arsenal are going to play them off the park,
we're
going to
ball them up.
They're going to play them
Emery's
off the park.
Do you think Emery's a better manager than Arteta?
No. I think over time, that's definitely shown. Like, Sky's a bit... Emery's a tournament manager. Has he won a cup with Villa yet, though?
No.
I don't think that takes away the fact that he's a good tournament manager. I'm not going to lie. You understand? But I just think at a club of Villa's stature, I don't think he'll move them on to the next level.
He has moved them to the next level.
Emery's a top manager.
League in that.
Emery's a top manager, yeah.
They done that last season.
I'm saying, yeah, I think that Emery's a top manager. I think he's got a pedigree there. I want to see how he's got this. Is Emery a better manager than Xabi Alonso?
No. No.
I'd...
They might be in the same sphere, though.
I don't think so.
In terms of Emery and Arteta.
Nah.
Because I believe Xabi Alonso and Arteta up to be in the same thing. So I just wanted to see.
I just wanted to see where you're at.
I think
Emery's
all.
Like a tier below. Get Emery at a United, a Chelsea. You've seen it at Arsenal. Like, say you lot go get Emery.
Hey.
You're not.
Hey. You say that. You say, what was the difference between Emery's, let's say, first 9 months or a year at Arsenal compared to Arteta's?
I just think...
If they gave Emery the time that they gave Arteta, I reckon you lot would have won something.
Bro, if we gave Emery the time, the kind of players that would be playing for us right now would be...
How?
He'll be ultimate. He plays ultimate team, bro. He just goes and gets random
but
people.
It's Villa that he has to go and get them for.
Is he doing the signings? Is he?
Yes. He's not doing the signings.
Yeah, I didn't say no.
You
I said he's got...
Torres is. he brings his brethren.
Yeah, no, but what you
Pau
could
Torres was cold at Valencia,
though. Player. He's not bad.
Bro, man got Morgan Rodgers and... He saw the talent in that youth. Yeah, that youth's top. No, but his talent ID is good.
He signed some bad boys over there, though.
John Duran. His talent ID is good, bro. He knows a player, bro.
It don't take a rocket scientist to see these guys. You understand? What do you mean? Morgan Rodgers, a bad boy from Man City Academy. I think he was on loan at Borough or somewhere, killing it. The youth said, like a semi-wonder kid, Morgan Rodgers. He's been known in the network because we didn't know about him. Don't mean that he's some unknown youth.
I think Emery's a top manager, you know. Honestly, I think we're downplaying it.
Obviously, it didn't work out
at Arsenal, but then that job was a serious job. It's not going to be easy to go and replace.
And these men who was here saying, look what he's done with Konza's career as well. Yeah, these men were saying Konza's like literally underneath Scabrio and Saliba.
But that's not because of him, though. Konza's good, isn't it? I don't think that's because of him.
Surely the gaffer takes credit for that.
Come on, man.
They were bad. Remember,
Ezri Konza's been.
They were bad before.
There's not a team in the league that looks like Villa and says a walk in the park.
Yeah, of course not.
Like Villa's up there top six. I think they're up there top six. They're better than Spurs.
And don't look at Palace and say they're
better than Spurs. Like they're up there, bro. And on their day, they punch up anyone in the league as well.
I just don't see what makes Arteta a better manager than him.
I hear where you're coming from.
Why are you saying that though? Is that a United thing?
Because I feel like Emery is getting written off because of his time at Arsenal. But look what happened.
But that's how you judge people.
He didn't get
bro.
The same grace that Arteta.
That's how you judge people.
Arteta's been giving grace. That's a fair.
Yeah, but
that's
7 years, like the 6 years,
grace.
Whatever
he came
it is.
In
like,
and bought, like he was allowed to spend. Emery was trusted from his past experience in it as a guy that's
who
done.
Who did he buy?
So he was a Guendouzi, Pepe. Idiots that we don't have no more.
Stepping stones, though, man.
It's not stepping stones. Pepe, I liked Pepe. You understand? I weren't mad at Guendouzi.
Yeah, he's
either,
not bad either.
But I just think overall.
Pepe's marrying everyone's ex-girl, innit?
And that ain't Arteta level. The man them's getting married.
Are you stupid? That's like. That means he's seen that he's a mentality monster. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Emery
showed that he's a mentality monster, and it's coincided with his uptaking in form as well.
You ain't seen the recent press. He's vexed because the footage has come back. How can you be vexed?
How is this on the hub? It's dead there.
I can search up her name.
That's the media trying to just drive a wedge between the relationship.
There's
man.
A category.
Thousand videos. Watch that scene with her, man. Nah. He knows Wagwan, bro.
Nah, man. He likes taking them pictures and getting her a little. Yeah.
Anyway, before we move on,
We publish new content on a Monday, Wednesday, and of course on a Friday. Be sure to subscribe and ring the bell. Get notified. Do not miss out. Filthy 2026 is going to be amazing.
Can I quickly say something? I don't know about you,
it's
lot.
Never quick, though.
I feel old because I remember Bukayo Saka's like debut, yeah? And he's fully engaged now, bro. Like, I've watched this
You know you can get engaged from about 18, though.
No, but we've seen it's not the same. Are you with me? Like,
we've seen him
man's
turn to
watched
a man,
him
yeah.
turn into a man right in front of our eyes. I feel like an old
he
man.
He looks the same, bro.
He looks exactly the same.
He does, though. Did you go to the wedding?
What?
He's not married yet.
He's not married yet, bro.
What's he's not married yet.
he's pimping for an invitation, bro.
Nah, I'm not. But
anyway,
not.
let's move on.
What did he do? Get proposed? Did he? He just got engaged, yeah?
Yeah, he got engaged, yeah. We're gonna
big him
on.
Up, man. Big him up.
Yeah, big him up. But man's moving like he signed a lifetime deal at Arsenal.
That's a lifetime deal with his wife, bro.
No, respect it. I respect it.
No, it's a potential.
I respect it. I've seen bare man married and I don't see no one posting them.
Liverpool. They won. Second win in 8 Prem games.
We have to clap.
14th in the form guide. Let's talk about it.
We have to clap for Liverpool though, because it's been a long time. Well, I tried to show him love. I tried to say, well done. He said, I'm used to winning. I thought, rah.
I am. Bad.
So they won 2-0 against West Ham. The last time they won was also 2-0, but in between has been a couple 3-0 back to back.
Oh, after they won 2-0?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But you know what?
There might be a pattern.
Is history going to repeat?
This could be, is this the return? Of Liverpool.
Return of the match. Isak got his goal.
So are Liverpool back? Loons.
What? Wait, hold on.
What?
Because he did say before, when they beat Real Madrid, he said he thinks he's turned a corner. He told us about...
Did they lose since then?
It was a block road.
Time ago.
They turned the corner, it was a block road.
Wade
set him up. Wade set him up.
Doesn't matter.
We'll allow it
because he did say... He said there's no 10. Remember when he talked about no 10? Take out the 10. We're going to be fine. Real Madrid, I've seen now, we're fine. We're back. That's what he was on. Just wanted to let the record show that's what he was on.
Okay.
But you can ask him.
I don't even know what that meant, honestly.
No, you... Wait,
no, but
I hate you,
man.
No,
do you know what it is? Let me say something.
Can I ask me a question? Can I answer? They always say I deflect.
Loons, let me just say something quickly. They keep saying, yeah, you know what they're saying in the comments? They're saying you're scared of... They're saying I'm scared of Loons.
You are.
Whenever you attack Liverpool... I back him.
You do?
No, but that's just because you don't make sense, bro.
And they see
so
it.
I can't listen.
But
to that.
Hold on. But the viewers
did
go
you hear
home.
What he just said?
The viewers go. No, I said.
Did you hear what he just said?
No, let me say it in layman's terms. He said after the Real Madrid game, we're back. We're not playing a 10 anymore. And now this is Liverpool.
But they've
and
lost since wait, Liverpool.
That's exactly.
That's the point
what
he's making.
I'm
but that's time ago.
But then,
though.
Yeah, but that's not
about
a new point. That's like. They've won now.
Anyway, at this point, I only want to hear Loons' opinion on this, the leading authority
bloody
on Liverpool
hell.
On this show.
Yeah, because I get told I dodge everything. These men, especially him, doesn't let me say a goddamn word about my team.
They're talking about this.
You take the most touches.
Get to it.
Stop, bro. Okay. I can take as many as I want. I'm rolling it under my feet.
Yeah, but then they're going to say what they say
they
about you.
They can say it. So, yeah, the reason, I don't know, man. He's obviously taking bigger risks now, innit? Drop Salah. But he said it's to rest. There's loads of games where we're playing again on Tuesday, Saturday. But yeah, I think we looked better yesterday, but you can't really judge yourself against West Ham.
Can you give me your reasons to feel optimistic?
Give us the positive.
Like, what's your reasons to feel optimistic?
Yeah, give us the positive.
You know what it is? Sunday. I think Wirtz looked good. I think he looked... I see a neat little player in there.
He's always been a neat little player.
He's always, yeah, that's been
no,
his story.
No. But it was like assists. People were missing. He would have had two assists and a goal.
He missed that sitter.
He missed the sitter. Yeah, but he was in places. He was popping up. But you know what? He started off and it's just a free. He just had that free reign. Do you know what I mean? But it's not. It weren't. He's playing off the right.
Off the right.
He was playing off the right. You get me?
Off the right.
No. Soboslai tucked in when Wirtz was roaming, and it would be Soboslai, McAllister, and Gravenberch in the middle, and then he was just floating. You get what I'm saying to you? So, without Mo, it's scary to say we look like you can score from other angles. You get what I'm saying? Where they usually would pass it to him, and then he skies it. And then, yeah, man, he's showing balls. But like I said, bro, these remaining games, we need wins. Sunderland, Leeds, and whoever the third one is. Oh, I'm standing on business, bro. We are an establishment like Real Madrid, Barcelona. No. If he doesn't get these W's, the door might have to be there.
Can I say something quick?
I'm saying he's got to get these wins.
Right, let Lippy say something quickly,
KG,
please.
My bad, I'm sorry.
Have to apologise, bro. Yeah,
why?
Have to,
why?
You went,
what you just done,
bro, you just went everywhere. You went everywhere with that, bro.
I went to the formation.
Bro, a man said we're an establishment.
That's at
we're
the end.
In the north of England.
That's at the end. We're that's the end. That's at the end. That's at the end. At the start, I addressed the formation.
Thank you, bro.
I addressed how we played. I addressed certain players' performances. Focus, bro. Focus. I done all of that. And at the end, I said we was an establishment.
Obviously,
focus.
You
no middle.
Focus.
You said it yourself, yeah?
Focus.
You said it yourself, like beating West Ham ain't really.
Exactly. Like, I said that as well.
Last 10 games, you won 9, drawn 1. You get me? Probably only conceded 7, so you don't really...
That's against West Ham.
Yeah, against West Ham, yeah. Oh. So
as I said, you can't judge
But
that.
Let's dissect it Bloody even hell. Further. Alexander Isak's record against West Ham. 6 games, 6 goals, 1 assist.
He was waiting for
this
So
maybe
game.
This is just a West Ham
maybe
thing and not a Liverpool
West
thing.
Ham
a blip.
Maybe this is a West
it's
Ham.
A blip.
It could be a West Ham thing.
I can't judge it because it's against West Ham.
He said something recently. He said, maybe we might have to open the door. But I believe he's opened the door already.
So what, you lot are leaking my WhatsApp? Is this what we're doing? Because I'll send you some to leak of what Lippy said. About Arsenal players, this is insanity. No.
What's going on?
This is some lame ass shit. I'll walk
Let
off.
Me highlight this. GOP.
GOP. Hell nah.
GOP.
Hell goddamn nah.
Lou said, I am somebody.
He's not allowed to do that.
Hold on.
When we done a group call, he started talking about what happened in the group call. He bought
he
that.
Did.
He
did.
Bought a group
he
call to
he
him.
He bought a group call to the head.
He
yeah,
said,
he
rah, they all call me. He started talking about what we do offline.
Hold on.
He did call me.
Boys.
And you did say that?
Boys.
I just said someone called me. This is my message in the group. This is me saying.
This is me.
This is my message.
Okay, cool. One second. Because I don't know if it's on the screen or not. I don't know if it's on the screen or not. And hopefully GLP does put it on the screen.
But
for those at home and for those listening in audio, after their defeat, after Liverpool's 4-1 defeat at Anfield to PSV, Luz came in the group and said,
"Don't tell me to shut up.
He's got a goal.
Can we?
He needs
for
milk
for the audio listeners. I want to explain the message.
What?
There's hold on. Let me explain. It's 3 words, but you have to analyze. He's wrote. He's no.
No apostrophe. No apostrophe.
No yeah. capital letters.
He's been doing
Hez.
Hez. Hold on.
Please, can I just quickly explain it?
Go on then.
Do you know what this is?
Go on then.
All right. This is what it was, yeah? We were debating about Dubai, innit? Yeah? And what's Lippy doing? And I said, He's got a goal.
Get out of here, man.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
Whatever.
He's got a goal to Dubai. You understand?
They'll just keep that one there and then scroll up. They'll just make the screen go up.
Blur out everyone else's thing.
I would have to sound like, doo-doo.
At 21:31 and 59 seconds, it says he's got a goal. And then at 21:32, it says Dubai. You understand? And I'm talking about Lippy.
All jokes aside, yeah? Let's highlight that, how you felt at that moment. I'm an advocate of you can feel this way this hour, the next hour you feel the next way. Hold, 2 seconds. But honestly, so just in that time, how did you feel like compared to now? Can you accept that? Like,
I felt like you had to go to Dubai. This is the analogy I'm using. Yeah?
Yeah.
You had to go to Dubai, okay?
Have you seen the video of Carragher?
Oh, Carragher's
behind the scenes when he's watching the match with CBS Sports and them, man.
And he's saying Virgil's done, innit?
He's made a phone call mid-game saying he's got to go. I'm sick and tired of this. Just him playing Konate, he's got to go for that.
That's what he said, yeah.
I, you see when Fergie was...
Hey, focus!
But anyway, shaking his head at Amarim. Just shaking.
I'm actually about to help you, yeah.
Leans needs help.
I don't need help. We've got the same points as them.
Loons.
But we need help.
Loons. On Sunday, yeah? The man them asked you what the positives were or whatever to take from the match. I feel like the biggest thing was him actually playing a defender at right back.
Yeah.
Giving him time.
Even
I feel like that was the biggest thing. Forget Salah getting dropped, all of that.
What do you think about that?
Gomez. Wait.
And he didn't box you nothing.
Is Gomez that bad that he's prepared to put Curtis Jones right back?
He's injured. He played with a knee injection.
Who?
Gomez played with a knee injection yesterday.
He played for 9 months. How can he be injured?
I want to ask the table.
That guy's like Luke Shaw.
I want to ask the table, is it sustainable to leave out the Egyptian king again? Because he already made wax excuses saying, oh, resting. Can he do that again? Because
he's got balls, he'll do it again.
End of the day, look. Bro, listen. It's football is not, there's no sentiment in football. If that team won and that team's fit, play that team, bro. Simple things. It's not no, oh my God, I'm going to care. Because if you get 3 points, it's only nerds like you that's going to be saying,
oh,
hey,
right.
Why am I a nerd?
I've been a gorilla twice.
Hold on, now I'm a nerd.
What is that about?
Hold on, man.
Hold on, man.
Hey, man. I apologize for that.
No, you can't take that. Man said, I apologize for that.
Let's move off from Loons. He's not press resistant today.
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's move on from Loons. Because
you're moving like in cap.
Hey, you know what? I worked out here, yeah? Wait. Can I just say? The press was just like, you know, at the start of the show, it was neat. And I was just thinking, right, the press on Arsenal's mad. You get me? So I just joined in. You get me? When I joined in the press,
you thought you were safe.
I thought, I noticed I'm pressing with Man United, man. So I've dressed back. You're in the wrong press.
Obviously, there's a structure to the press. You're triggering the press at the wrong time.
Yeah, he's going by himself.
He's going by himself. He's on the island.
The Bruno.
That's a goal. What are you doing?
All right, cool. So we'll be remiss to not talk about West Ham. And I know that you've spoke on Monday's episodes about footballers and their certain addictions and stuff like that. And clearly, Paqueta's addictions are resurfacing.
Don't.
Allegedly.
Don't say them things about the man, Bakar.
Why?
It's affecting his life. Bro, that's what he was saying to the ref on the pitch.
Weren't that second yellow suspicious?
No, didn't you hear what he was saying? Both of them are suspicious. He was saying to the ref, because he was saying there was no foul, and he's gone. That's, what's it called again?
Descent.
That's descent. So then he's like, tell me what you've done it for. After everything I've been going through.
No, he didn't.
He went to X, he released a statement. It's an official statement. And he said, it's ridiculous to have your life and career affected for 2 years without any psychological support from the Federation. Perhaps this ridiculous behavior is just a reflection of everything I've had to endure. And it seems have to continue enduring. I'm sorry, I'm not perfect.
That's an alibi.
If I'm not perfect.
It's my alibi. He just lost his cool. It's an apology, bro. Man said an alibi.
Your apology went real, though.
What do you mean?
You see today when they check all the bets that come out of his village?
They're zinging it.
They're zinging it, bro. My thing is, yeah.
But it's not his block, though. That's what they said.
My thing is, yeah, you can't, like, fair enough, he went through something. But you can't, like, hear this, yeah. I've done a mad thing, yeah? I've stolen from Margs, yeah? Let's just pretend it's that, yeah? I've stolen from Margs. It's a whole mad thing. I get banned from Filthy. I'll come back and start acting up. Why do I need support from stealing from Margs? But it's my doing, fam. It's his doing.
That sounds like something suspicious already. That sounds like...
But I said my bad.
But you said my bad.
No, but do you know why they charged
bookings and that?
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's from the area called Paqueta.
Paqueta, 3,000 bets were made for him to get a card. Come on, bro. You're telling
but
me
that's
not...
But he bust case, bro.
Yeah, but that even
it's
him
not but none.
With 3,000 petitions from Brazil.
You see what you lot are? You lot are the worst type of people. He got a... Whoa. He bust case, bro. And you lot are still saying,
no,
oh.
You're the worst kind of people.
No.
That's following bust the court's case, morals. Bro. Just because the court said he bust case, it's not... It don't mean he didn't
you
do
don't
it.
Think... Any of his things look suspicious. It don't look a little bit suspicious.
Bro.
Just a little bit.
Be like, real, man. Just on a devil's advocate thing.
No.
All right, cool. We can move on because things are going to get interested again. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? Because I need to make an announcement. We need to make a goal difference update. Because obviously Liverpool and United are level on points.
GDK.
There's plus one goal difference for United. Zero goal difference for Liverpool.
Things big
are,
3 points.
Things are heating up, man.
Heating up.
Things are heating up, Loons. What are you saying?
Because this is it. You lot's best moment under this gaffer.
Oh, you said
is
this.
I know. It's our worst moment under our gaffer.
Then you got a remix.
So yeah, I have. It, but it's the truth, though.
I'm just asking. Have you got a remix?
Stop me when I'm lying. Am I lying?
No, you're just playing the same song.
So what? Your worst under Slot was one loss in 7 games.
It's right now. Is the same amount to the same points as your best with your gaffer. All right,
I'll be honest though.
So how bad is it?
The tune he keeps playing, you got to take the aux off him.
I hear you.
You got, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, your car's old,
the
man.
The car is 25.
Man, you're old, man.
I'm talking about your age. I'm talking about your age. Remember, you didn't have a whiteboard, you know? Remember, you didn't have interactive whiteboard. I'm talking about the car you would have been driving.
The Bluetooth device is connecting. The Bluetooth device is connecting.
Ding-ding. That's how my one goes now. Ding-ding. That means you're off, bruv. Ding-ding.
Boys, Xerxy, first goal in 364 days.
It was some goal though.
Oh, he's been injured for some of that time.
It's been 364 days. He scored a brace against Everton. It's been 24 league appearances. So he clearly wasn't injured for the 24, but he was doing everything he could so it wouldn't reach a year, and it didn't.
Who reached the year? Was it Saka that reached the year?
Not goals though.
Sleepy.
It's staying in the episode.
Yeah, it's staying in the episode.
Sleepy.
I can't lie. After Liverpool got their tea kick out, I think it was the PSG game. That's all I tweeted. It was sleepy. You just ignored it. You saw it.
See, I didn't see it. I need to find that.
Bro, I don't joke around. My tweet's there. I think it's my pinned tweet. Liverpool are losing. Do not expect football tweets from me.
No, call that black store your pinned tweet.
No, not any tweets.
There's no barbecue in there. What are you doing on my page? Yeah, he's dark.
I just want to see Liverpool stats.
Xerxy. Who started for you lot on the weekend?
Xerxy
started.
Mount and Bremel.
Oh, Sesko's hurt, innit?
Sesko's hurt. Cunha's hurt.
Cunha's out.
Sesko reminds me of the giraffe from Madagascar.
Lost and torn.
Don't fancy the hippo.
We're just laughing at injured players.
It was a good goal.
It was an amazing goal.
Melvin.
He's a good footballer, bro. I think that's never been in question. It's just...
He might be better off in Italy.
Goal scoring.
Since we played you lot, I remember they interviewed Amorim after the match and they were like, set piece, he's like, we just gotta do what Arsenal's doing. Since then, we're joint with you lot at the top with
set pieces.
But your high with set piece conceding as well, though, isn't it?
Damn. Yeah, I think
we concede against Chelsea. It happens, man.
They use their powers in both boxes. Like,
we're in phase one.
Nah, set pieces is definitely for the next six three years. Teams are gonna capitalize off set pieces, man.
I'll move you.
Free chance, innit, bro?
I thought Xerxy was going to, I don't know, he looked like he was one of the better players, especially like towards the end of last season or like a little bit of a bright spark. Obviously, after the Newcastle thing,
He
pulled it back. Xerxy, man, he was doing all right. Then he got a little injury, came out of the team and it's just not been there.
Done up Saliba.
Obviously, we're not in Europe. We got knocked out of Carabao Cup. So the guy can't change the team around as much as he wants. He can't get a look at some of these players. That's why the game time ain't there for Maino and Xerxy and stuff like that.
It actually helped us because Crystal Palace were tired. They, in second half, they played on Thursday.
You could tell that
because they were better than us. We looked like how we looked against Everton and I was fuming. First half was disgusting. Poor, yeah. But then you can tell that confidence-wise, we're just a confidence team. As soon as Xerxes scored that goal,
everyone's passes were finding each other. Man,
are
chasing.
Everyone started to do their job. But before that, Mateta gave us the work. De Ligt and Yoro, Yoro was on the bench. Cooked, yeah. He changed his avi, bro. He changed his social media.
What? Like black screen.
Black screen.
It's deep still.
He's not even from the black screen era.
This is why the media is mad, yeah? Because I don't know if you lot saw...
Mason Mount.
Nah, Yoro, when he went to for the penalty, yeah? He actually dropped and then hit the bread by accident.
Broski, listen.
Oh, he gave the penalty away.
Yeah, but it wasn't that penalty. He kicked the floor and then...
Clumsiness.
Clumsiness. Everyone in all the pundits, all the commentators, he should have never made that tackle. Who makes a tackle in the box? He didn't make a tackle. He dropped and hit the bread.
Yeah, but you got to understand. Yeah, it's even worse.
If a striker was running for a goal and he just stumbled and dropped, you're
a calamity.
It's unfortunate.
One thing I will say, because I don't doubt Yoro's ability at all. I think he's class. I think he's quality. I think everything that we say is, but from a fan point and from just looking and some of his recent performances, I think he's checked out mentally. I think he's checked out still.
He's had a couple below par games, man. Couple below par games.
He's not happy.
Bro.
Mayno ain't playing.
Do you know what it is? Like, why I don't blame him? You lot's club, you've seen, bro, is not the place for developing talent to go, bro. You've seen it with some of your academy guys.
But he wouldn't be starting if Maguire was fit.
You lot got man going into changing rooms, and seeing Giggsy was air. You're still got the same old
this guy
establishment. Giggsy was air.
But he does have
96.
A point.
96.
He does have a point.
No, he's got a point on that. But Mourinho took them stuff down. Mourinho was there and he took that stuff down.
No, but you know what it is?
He said that they were dealing with...
Where did you not get Yoro from? Was it Lille? He's gone from Lille to Man United, biggest club in the world. He's expecting to see... amazing facility, amazing dinner lady.
The facilities are amazing.
Same dinner lady.
The facilities are
amazing.
Nah, but it's not a mad.
No, they are.
It's
the facilities are bad.
Like they are amazing.
Ronaldo people can go there and
don't matter what Ronaldo said. Ronaldo said that
you just built it, Lippy. Have you not seen the new thing?
You mean like you ain't got the internet? All you have to do is take your phone out and go look.
Care,
the facilities are amazing. So if you don't care, why
are
you
updated now?
They are.
Yeah, we just spent 50 mil.
50 million.
What new complex?
Hey, how much is it to go visit a new complex?
Go on YouTube and watch the drone. It's 3 minutes long. It flies around
Shut up.
Yoro only knows goodness.
So Yoro was there when it was still old.
No, it's the transition.
He saw it. Mugs, right now, you can buy a ticket because we opened up to the public. It's a £50 ticket to go and visit Carrington. It's a ticket.
New 50 million complex.
You can go.
50 million's cheap, man. 50 million.
Let me get 50 million then.
Hope it's like 80
for a training complex.
This is what I've been saying.
Yours don't cost 50 million.
It's easy to talk in United when you don't know things.
You don't know.
You don't watch the game, you speak on United.
How about this?
You don't know what's going on,
okay,
you speak
on
United.
Let's go back to what I've just
agendas.
Found out. My man gave away a penalty, and the game before...
Hey, 50 million.
I wouldn't say he was at fault, but the defending was a bit subpar when Drewsbury Hall kind of went past him.
Okay.
So...
What was it say?
There's no question. I just wanted to say that. I'm aware. Now,
oh, wait, one second. Because he said 50 million ain't nothing. Their training complex cost 10 million. Liverpool's.
But they bought it in 1987, bro.
It don't matter.
No, 10
so
years
you
ago.
Got inflation.
Years
ago. Inflation.
Ian Rush was here.
No, and Melwood's not our training ground no more.
Spurs facilities are insane.
Do you know what it is? Who do you say has got amazing facilities?
Spurs.
They got an amazing stadium, but they got a terrible result.
Pants.
Once again. 2-0 down to Fulham after 7 minutes, I think it was, after some
they're
madness.
A mess. They laughed when
finished
we drew against 2-1.
Fulham are not a joke. Let's get that out of the way from now. But Spurs are.
We're going to stay on Spurs, but I want to say that these results here, these are why they piss me off. Because again, Everton getting their teeth kicked out after they lost to them.
Vex.
And then I was half thinking that point at Spurs was a decent result.
Nah, we needed a win, man.
But nah. They're meaty. That means we're just idiots. Anyway, sorry, go back.
Nah, but all jokes aside, Spurs suffered their 10th home defeat this year. That's their joint most league defeats in a single calendar year
they
in the club's history.
Or they've won one at home this season.
They've won or they ain't.
Yeah, but one at home. They've
this
only
season.
Won one, yeah, at home.
That's crazy.
That it was zero, I'm sure, but I don't know.
There was
where
a lot of excitement about this gaffer.
Can we be honest, though, like that? Past the, like, we let Thomas Frank kind of, his past reputation kind of make us have the expectations why he's going to do all right. If you look at that Tottenham team, bro, they're not ready. Bro.
It weren't that. It was a City. Bro. It was a City result as well.
Are you,
they beat
okay, cool.
City
so
away.
I want to know, are we talking about the makeup of the team and the squad, or are we looking at the coach?
I think it's a squad.
I'm with you. It's a squad. It's Steffo, not the coach.
He was a good gaffer.
When you see glimpses in it, he can get like, he's buying Bear and Moments players. They got, their team's full of Moments players. Brennan Johnson,
Xavi Simmons.
He ain't even shown a moment. Yet, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Who's the other? Richarlison. They're all moments players.
Solanke used to be like a, like, do a gunman, his job. He used to be his...
They got good players there though, man. Like Paulinho, if you look at Paulinho prior, you'd look at that and say, that's a steady signing for them.
Three years ago, they've lost Son.
Yeah, though,
3 years ago. Is he in at Bayern Munich though?
He wasn't playing.
I didn't see
him. Can you not talk about Son though and how consistent he was? Because losing Kane is one thing, but Son was the next...
losing both of them is big drip.
Losing Son, it must be a madness.
But Son wasn't playing good anyway.
But losing Son and you haven't replaced Kane. You still haven't replaced Harry Kane yet. And you did lose with Solanke.
But I'm saying that was their replacement.
He was never going to be able... They weren't in a position...
Who can you replace him?
They weren't in a position to replace Harry Kane, innit? For them to get a Harry Kane level player, they would have had to been doing well.
No, they had to do... What do you mean? No, I'm saying they had to replace Harry Kane. You got to do how you found him, innit? Maybe go to your academy.
But then that's bad. You got to try something, innit?
Dane Scarlett.
Respectfully, you don't really replace Harry Kane.
A player of Kane's ability was never going to go to Spurs once Kane left.
For them to get anyone near Kane level, they would have had to be challenging. They never replace Harry Kane.
It's impossible.
They've dealt with that. I'm talking Son was the after Kane.
Son was still important.
And they won Europa though.
They won Europa. But everybody told them that Europa League ain't gonna mean
Son
nothing.
Didn't even play in the Europa final, did he?
He's gonna outshine that, bro.
It means Son. They're playing Champions League football now.
They're Champions League football every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, but that's. The next year, when they don't have Champions League no more,
they're gonna have Europe.
Europa's dead, bro. They got rid of Daniel Levy finally, which the fan base was very happy about. And
it's gone worse.
It's gone worse.
But it's only been a few months.
Daniel Levy's still there on some shadow thing.
You would know, innit?
On the shadow.
So the shadow thing.
Come on.
Is that what you do? You just linger. You just linger where you're not meant to be there.
What do you reckon though? If Daniel Levy was still there, the SA deal might have still gone over the line.
No, I heard
he does a high press on signings. Like after Chelsea done what they done to him with Willian, when they used his name's Willian.
Willian,
innit? Willian.
Oh, don't worry.
Whatever. Chelsea used his Tottenham medical and said, oh, you passed, yeah? All right, we'll sign you, bro. That's it, it's dark. You get me? After he high presses them. You get me? I'm outside. Look, Daniel, he's the reason
they didn't sign Eze straight away.
I'm outside, bro.
Eze's had the release clause for 68 million. But hear my point. That whole Eze thing, I feel like Eze deep down started the talks with Tottenham knowing if I'm about to join these lot, Arsenal are going to come in for me.
Hey, but you can't work like that.
Why can't you work like that?
Because we spoke to Babel, yeah?
But that's just one player.
Babel's not every player.
Why didn't you go Arsenal? He goes, I was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And then when I started talking to Liverpool, I thought he ended up at Liverpool.
The other team was Liverpool. If the other team was Tottenham, we probably still would have got Babel. And Eze is diehard Arsenal.
That's a good point. Rivals.
Yeah, bro.
Once you go there, you can't go back to Arsenal.
Eze's sitting there thinking, fuck, if I call Tottenham, if this deal actually goes through, it's peak.
We had that same situation with Ronaldo and Man City. Remember when Ronaldo, Fabrizio Dunder, him and the City top, and it was like, shit, he's going to City.
That was never true.
He was going to City.
I think you got pump fake.
No, we didn't get pump faked.
You don't know how Pep plays football. That guy can't play in his Pep team.
It wasn't about that. Sometimes it's like what Liverpool did when they got two strikers for no reason. Sometimes they look at the mood to say, we stole something that you desperately wanted. City would have been happy to take Ronaldo and do that in at the stadium.
We're talking about Spurs. Are we still going to talk about Spurs, boys?
Yeah, we are.
They're what?
Should I give you some stats about Spurs that might help develop the conversation?
Let's go there.
So as it stands, they're averaging 9.5 shots and 3.2 shots on target per game in the Premier League this season. Both of those averages are the lowest on record in a single campaign since 2003-04.
That's low. Nine shots a game.
I wonder what happened that season. We never speak about that.
03-04.
Okay. When there was four star petrol.
We're talking about Spurs.
Okay.
They're 12th right now. They swap places with Liverpool in the table.
They're doing bad. I like it. It's good. It's fun.
Frank. So what is Frank a fraud?
He's not
no
fraud.
Way, man. You throw that around. I so asked the easy.
Hold on. Do you know why he's? Do you know why? He, hold on.
Damn it.
He is just asking. Do you know it is? Do you know why you can't say he's a fraud? Brentford to Tottenham. As much as I don't rate him, it's a step up, even though Tottenham finished. Yeah. In terms of like the seriousness
facility,
of the job,
money,
Brentford, Europe, he kind of, he weren't getting sacked from Brentford anytime soon. You understand? He's in a job now where the results matter. Mm. And I just think the whole club's in a transition, man. I think he's a good gaffer. He's too kind for that Tottenham. He needs a man because he's starting to crack. I saw he called the fan base losers the other day, but he needs to do it like, you man are idiots. Like, he's doing it a bit like,
I still
indirect.
Need you. I still need
Lippy,
you.
Remember, last time they had the aggressive manager was Martin Yo.
Nah, Jose.
Dark times. No, Jose's a mouthy manager. I'm talking, he's talking aggressive.
Yeah.
We'll stand up to
that's
the players.
Dutch aggression.
Yeah, no, he used to fight players and
do
that.
Do you want to fight me?
Yeah. Bruv, with Spurs, I feel like,
kick you.
Spurs.
I feel like they're in a similar position to where United was the days we had Schneiderlin and Schweinsteiger.
That was a good days.
No, not really.
No, they weren't.
No, it wasn't.
Those were dark days.
The season not done yet.
That's because the Palaces and everyone weren't ready yet. If they was, you would have got ready.
We were buying players, like you said, like reacting in a kind of way. Yeah. Schneiderlin had a good season at Everton.
Go get him, yeah.
Schweinsteiger maybe not so, but other players like that as well. And I feel like it's going to take Spurs a lot of years to get out of this.
To be random, yeah.
That's Rashford's breakout season, isn't
it? All right, cool. That's enough on Spurs. In avenues, boys, let's see how you like this one. There were 17 red cards in one game in Bolivia.
That's class.
That's a brawl at the end.
Why is there a result there? The game couldn't have finished 2-2.
No, he got suspended.
I was going to say, yeah, because
they got it cracking.
You say we nearly got there.
That's a relegation battle.
Look at the time.
One of them's getting relegated.
But hey, VAR must have been working hard on that one.
They ain't got VAR. That was the guest.
It's VHS.
The ref guest.
It's VHS.
Oh, that's misleading. That's misleading, GOP. So there was clearly a brawl.
Yeah.
All yeah, I, 90, no, I thought
the game thought it was just bad. Nah.
I thought the game was just getting crazy and just.
Nah, because what is it? I think it's four red cards. You got a.
Yeah,
you got
the game
got
to be done.
You got a thing.
But there's a couple men that must have been dickheads. Why didn't they get cards? The whole team has
they ran
to
off.
Be.
That man ran off.
No, these men have to. Where's your red card?
They got way more red cards.
You know, the youth team and the reserve team must be different.
I hope their man didn't
no,
see
No, but there's more players on one side than on the other side.
Yeah, couple managers. Assistant manager
so
got sent off.
Couple dickheads in the other team.
If you're sub and you see the left back. Red
get
card.
Crunched.
You know, you're like, I ain't getting involved. I'm starting the next game. You know what I'm saying?
You ever been in a brawl?
A football brawl.
Football brawl is different. I've been in a brawl,
football brawl.
Okay.
Man's been in a football brawl still.
Bro, yeah. Listen, you see me, I don't do this enough on social media. Fine youths that I used
parents
to
will get involved
the
in
fine youths that I played football against, yeah. Harrow League, 2007. Or
what?
2008. I was in year 11. Let me lie.
Dinosaur time.
We play against a team called Springfield. Yeah, Springfield. A team from Kingsbury. They had the Irish youths on some absolute shit. Last minute, I've scored the winner. We carried on playing now. Man's been clattered. Jake's tumped the ute. And you know how Irish youths are, bro. It's just, bro.
They don't stop.
I fight you for it.
That was a brawl.
The worstest part about the football brawls is like the kicking, the fly kicks
and
thing.
Yeah, kicking. You don't like fight like how you normally
Yeah, you don't fight like
how you normally fight.
You don't fight like how you normally fight with football boots on.
Yeah.
With football boots
everyone's
on.
Trying to go
and
like
if a man's
that.
On the floor and you got your football boots, oh my God.
KO.
You stopping man out
of
football
boots?
Yes.
In a brawl?
100%.
If you're brawling, yes.
You know, but you
No.
We're not.
We don't do that. We don't do that.
No, I don't.
You know that's a worst
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, if you stand there, because you know it is. You see him that said brawl. You see him that said ball that I'm talking about.
It's over football.
One of the mandems tried to do the kicking thing. One of the mandems tried to do the kicking thing. Well, the Irish youth has just done straight up Conor McGregor. Yeah, moving like he's got boxing gloves on, just comboed him up.
And there's also, just for the record, I've never had a football brawl.
I've had
Anyway, them. Boys, that was a great day. Anyway, at the time this episode drops, we are going to be in Dubai
for
the Filthy Fellas Cup.
Come on,
let's go. Serious business. It's going to be dope. We want to big up all the official sponsors that's working with us. And also, we want to shout out the Arsenal UAE Supporters Club. Yeah, big them up because we're going to be going linking them. Why am I linking them?
Like, what are you linking
real,
them for,
real, bro?
Hey, Lippy, you got to go. You got to go.
Be there.
Don't try it. That won't, that, he's trying it. That won't what he was talking about.
I know.
Anyway, hope you enjoyed the episode. Make sure you like, make sure you comment, make sure you subscribe. We're out of here. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.